Capacity Requirements Planning, CRP. After reviewing the earlier steps in the Capacity Requirements Planning, CRP process, we define units of load and capacity. After that, load inputs, routings, work center data, capacity available, rated capacity, demonstrated capacity, productivity, and yield are addressed. We then address the details of how CRP calculates and simulates load and then uses a report to determine how to resolve differences. We conclude with a discussion of how to resolve differences using loading and balancing. Loading and balancing could involve increasing and reducing capacity and increasing, reducing, and redistributing load.